Genetics can also be used to examine the relatedness among species. We've been talking so far about individuals within populations of a species, but genetics is also regularly used to study at the species level. The study of genetic relatedness among species is called phylogenetics, and it's the basis of modern taxonomy that classifies organisms into named sets or taxonomic groups with decreasing levels of relatedness. A taxon is the name of one of the groups, and taxa are several groups. So if you look at this tree here, what three taxa are given as examples of cartilaginous fishes? Well, those are way down here. And you can see that the cat shark, the little skate, and the elephant shark are all examples of cartilaginous fishes in this phylogenetic tree. Do you remember the hierarchical order of the taxonomic groups, starting with the highest level of kingdom? So phylogenetics reveals genetic relationships. It places newly discovered species in their evolutionary context, and it can allow cryptic species to be revealed. It has many, many conservation applications. Phylogenetic diversity is positively correlated with productivity, with functional diversity, and with evolutionary potential. Phylogenetic diversity can be used to set conservation priorities, areas where there might be specific taxa of interest or specifically high diversity, or it could allow you to prioritize particular species protection, maybe old lineages or unique lineages. It's useful for ecological restoration. One can make sure that phylogenetic diversity is represented in a restoration. And as I kind of mentioned before, we can use it as for genetic rescue of endangered species by using phylogenetics to find populations or subspecies that are most closely related genetically to the other.